I have a problem with the Ten Commandments. Here it is. Why are there ten? We don't need ten. I think the list of commandments was deliberately and artificially inflated to get it up to ten. It's clearly a padded list. Here's how it happened. About 5,000 years ago, a bunch of religious and political hustlers got together to figure out how they could control people and keep them in line. They knew people were basically stupid and would believe anything they were told, so these guys announced that God personally, had given one of them a list of 10 commandments that he wanted everyone to follow. They claimed the whole thing took place on a mountaintop when no one else was around. But let me ask you something. When these guys were sitting around the tent making all this stuff up, why did they pick 10? Why 10? Why not 9 or 11? I'll tell you why. Because 10 sounds important. 10 sounds official. They knew if they tried 11, people wouldn't take them seriously. People would say, what, are you kidding me? The 11 commandments? Get the fuck out of here. But 10 sounds important. 10 is the basis for the decimal system. It's a decade. It's a psychologically satisfying number. The top 10, the 10 most wanted, the 10 best dressed. So deciding on 10 commandments was clearly a marketing decision. And it's obviously a bullshit list. It's a political document, artificially inflated to sell better. I'm going to show you how you can reduce the number of commandments and come up with a list that's a little more logical and realistic. We'll start with the first three, and I'll use the Roman Catholic version because those are the ones I was fed as a little boy. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Thou shalt keep holy the Sabbath. Okay, right off the bat, the first three commandments, pure bullshit. Sabbath day, Lord's name, strange gods, spooky language. Spooky language designed to scare and control primitive people. In no way does superstitious mumbo-jumbo like this apply to the lives of intelligent, civilized humans in the 21st century. So you throw out the first three commandments, and you're down to seven. Honor thy father and mother. This commandment is about obedience and respect for authority. In other words, it's simply a device for controlling people. The truth is, obedience and respect should not be granted automatically. They should be earned. They should be based on the parents' or the authority figure's performance. Some parents deserve respect. Most of them don't. Period. We're down to six. Now, in the interest of logic, something religion has a really hard time with, I'm going to skip around the list a little bit. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Stealing and lying. Actually, when you think about it, these two commandments cover the same sort of behavior. Dishonesty, stealing, and lying. So we don't need two of them. Instead, we combine these two and call it thou shalt not be dishonest, and suddenly we're down to five. And as long as we're combining commandments, I have two others that belong together. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Once again, these two prohibit the same sort of behavior, in this case, marital infidelity. The difference between them is that coveting takes place in the mind, and I don't think you should outlaw fantasizing about someone else's wife. Otherwise, what's a guy going to think about when he's flogging his dong? But marital fidelity is a good idea, so I suggest we keep the idea and call this commandment, Thou shalt not be unfaithful. And suddenly, we're down to four. And when you think about it further, honesty and fidelity are actually part of the same overall value. So in truth, we could combine the two honesty commandments with the two fidelity commandments, and using positive language instead of negative, call the whole thing, Thou shalt always be honest and faithful. And now we're down to three. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. This one is just plain stupid. Coveting your neighbor's goods is what keeps the economy going. Your neighbor gets a vibrator that plays O Come All Ye Faithful? You want to get one too. Coveting creates jobs. Leave it alone. You throw out coveting, and you're down to two now. The big combined honesty-fidelity commandment, and the one we haven't mentioned yet, Thou shalt not kill. Murder, the fifth commandment. But if you give it a little thought, you realize that religion has never really had a problem with murder. Not really. More people have been killed in the name of God than for any other reason. To cite a few examples, think about Irish history, the Middle East, the Crusades, the Inquisition, our own abortion doctor killings, and yes, that's right, the World Trade Center. And you'll see how seriously religious people take thou shalt not kill. Apparently, to religious folks, especially the truly devout, murder is negotiable. It just depends on who's doing the killing and who's getting killed. And so, with all this in mind, folks, I offer you my revised list of the two commandments. First, thou shalt always be honest and faithful, especially to the provider of thy nookie. And second, thou shalt try real hard not to kill anyone, unless, of course, they pray to a different invisible avenger than the one you pray to. Two is all you need, folks. Moses could have carried him down the hill in his fucking pocket. And if we had a list like that, I wouldn't mind that brilliant judge in Alabama displaying it prominently in his courthouse lobby. As long as he included one additional commandment. Thou shalt keep thy religion to thyself.